USA Radio News.
Billed as an extremely dangerous storm, Hurricane Florence is closing in on the U.S. East Coast.
It is expected to still make landfall as a Category 3. That hasn't changed. That's what we've been talking about the last couple of days. And that extreme slowdown is still expected as well. We'll be able to walk faster than this storm is going by the time it gets close to land.
Meteorologist Jennifer Gray says Florence has its sights set on the Carolinas, where heavy rains, as in up to 20 or 30 inches, and storm surges pose a major problem.
When we have that storm surge, it'll fill people's first floor. They go up into their attic, their second floor, they get stuck up there, they can't get out, and that's the worst case scenario. That's why they're telling people to get out while you can.
Six nuclear power plants are in Florence's path. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Federal health officials are calling youth vaping an epidemic and threatening to take decisive action.
E-cigarettes are by far the most popular tobacco product among teens, with more than 2 million using the battery-powered devices. The CDC here in Atlanta has long said they should not be considered safe. The CDC's Brian King.
Some potentially hazardous components have been identified in a lot of these products.
Now the FDA saying it's giving manufacturers 60 days to submit robust plans to prevent youth vaping. If the agency does not think their plans go far enough, it could order their flavored products off the market.
If you like really big things, you'll like the new iPhone. In fact, Apple has introduced three new iPhones starting at $749 and going up to a starting price of $1099 or more if you add additional storage. One of the new phones, called the iPhone XS Max, has a whopping 6.5-inch display. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Opposition to the president's tariffs continue, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Over 60 U.S. industry groups are launching a coalition to fight President Trump's trade tariffs, hoping to press Republican members of Congress to in turn press President Trump to abandon the tariffs, especially when it comes to China. The Information Technology Industry Council's Josh Kalmert.
The administration's got China's attention. We hope that it will push the pause button on tariffs, or ideally the stop button, and get into negotiations with China and try to bring about a sensible solution to a very legitimate grievance.
Calmert saying on the Fox Business Network that maybe GOP lawmakers could convince Trump that his tariffs could put his tax reforms and deregulation push into jeopardy. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Oregon Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley is accusing the Trump administration of diverting nearly $10 million from the budget of the Federal Emergency Management Agency to ICE. He says the money was meant for response and recovery to things like Hurricane Florence. In their response, a spokesman from the Department of Homeland Security said the funds cut from FEMA were from routine operating expenses and could not have been used for hurricane response. Homeland Security also said that under no circumstances was any disaster relief funding transferred from FEMA to ICE services. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.